We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Tet Vav in the standard editions, Reish Pei Dalid in the Zeligman edition. And we're going down to the footnote. We had been discussing the importance of accompanying a guest when a guest leaves our home, the mitzvah of Livaya, walking the guest out. And the Chafetz Chaim is going to expand on that. And he says, Vot kam ha-mamarim sham binyan chiyuv Livaya deichan. If you look over there, the Talmud in Tractate Sota gives us a few more quotes regarding the importance of this mitzvah, the obligation to walk out a guest. And this is what Maimonides writes in Perek Yudalet Milchot Avel, in the 14th chapter of the Laws of Mourning. Initially, in the beginning of the chapter, Maimonides enumerates a few mitzvot, taking in guests, visiting those that are ill, comforting those that are mourning. Then in the second halacha, he writes the following. I mentioned numerous mitzvot, taking in the guest, visiting the sick, comforting those that are mourning. But you know what, says the Rambam? The wages for accompanying the guests, walking the guest out, that has greater wages than everything else. And that is part of the statute that Abraham, our patriarch, instituted. This is part of the path of kindness that Abraham practiced. He would give the passers-by food to eat. He would give them to drink. And after they ate their meal, he would accompany them. He would walk them. And taking in guests is greater than seeing the presence, than speaking with the Holy Presence, as the verse says, Vayalvine Shlosha Anashim. Abraham is in the middle of conversing with God and he sees three Arabs and he says, God, could you give me a minute? I want to go take in the guests. From there we understand that taking in the guests is greater than speaking to the Shekhinah. V'livuyam yoter ma'achnasatam, says the Rambam. And when you accompany the guest after he's been at your home, that is even greater than taking the guest in. Amru chachamim, our sages said, kol she'ino milaveh, anyone who does not accompany the guest, kilu shofech damim, it's as though he murdered. Why? Wow. Why? Because, so that we went into last time. Why is that so important? Why is it
I understand why it's important.
Why is it like he murdered? Because,
so much, but
because when a guy leaves your house, and you know he's going to walk down a dark alley. We have a babysitter that every so often babysits by us, and her parents are always insistent that we walk her down the block. You guys know that from our block, there's a street that goes into the entrance to the city. So that street is a little bit dark, and at night, you have to walk by three houses, but it's dark. So her parents always insist that we walk her down those three houses until she hits the entrance to the city with our people, and then she walks her way. So that's what it means, it's important to accompany your guest. We think, I took him into my house, once he walks out of my door, what's my business? No. Walk him to a place, it could be three houses, but sometimes those three houses make a difference.
I don't understand why it's comparable to as if you murdered them.
Doesn't literally mean like murdering, it means like you didn't do what you could to continue taking care of them. And you're basically leaving them to the elements. We had in this neighborhood, a child visited a friend, and he had to go back home, two houses down. And you think, 5-year-old kid can walk two houses down, right? But what would be so terrible if you'd have your kid accompany them? Which is what we do when we have a guest. We tell our kids to walk the other child a certain distance closer to their house so that our kid isn't walking alone. But a certain distance to make sure the kid's on the right path. Yeah, story happened. The kid went to a friend, left the friend, and didn't go home. A pedophile took him over. And they were fortunate. The kid yelled, and the story, they didn't catch the pedophile for a while. But from the house, if someone would just walk him, it's not a big deal to walk a guest. Sometimes you think, it's two houses, what's the big deal? Well, would you want someone to walk your child two houses? Is it such a big deal? Yeah.
Look, he said guests. He also says, look, take my daughter something. When you receive guests in your house, is how far go your responsibility? I mean, you must fight for your guests, you must sacrifice.
You're right. That's a good question. It's a good question, but it's not our topic. It's a good question, but maybe Thursday night. Wasn't last week?
Yeah.
Last week was. I think tomorrow we'll just go to 10. I think so. But if we want the early class, let's... Yeah. Kofin alvaya keder shekofin al tzedakah. If the courts know, then the courts would obligate a person to accompany his guest, just like they would obligate a person to give charity. So ordinarily you say, hey, I took in a guest. Does that mean I have to walk him the whole way home? No. Part of the system of charity that should be in a city is that you have a system where a person gets accompanied through dangerous neighborhoods. You have a guest and he has to leave you and he has to walk through a dangerous part of town. You know the way and he doesn't. You know the times and he doesn't. So you'll say, I was nice enough to take him in. Why do I have to walk him? You're right to a degree. That's why the courts would set up a system. Part of the social structure was that people would accompany guests. And if the courts are lazy and they don't really take care of this, so then the Torah considers it as though the courts caused the death of all those people who fell prey to the dangers of those paths where they could have prevented it. So part of the system that a court has to set up in a city is that people can even strangers can have the protection necessary around the city when they're leaving the city. They were your guests. Ensure that they have the proper accompaniment. Yes.
Yeah, one question, but maybe you can give a series of examples. What if there's no aspect of a dangerous neighborhood involved, or they're not actually guests, they're just there to borrow something, but they themselves are from the neighborhood, meaning they're from the same apartments building, or they are in the same yeshuv, which is gated and secured in their security around the perimeter. They know their way. They know their way home.
Right. So let's hear the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is going to explain. Bekama shiur leviya she'adam chayav ba. How much must a person accompany his guest? I skipped a line. Afilu amlave et chavro 400 yesh lo sachar harbe. Even if you walk out your friend 4 footsteps, you have great sachar. I don't know if you guys noticed when you come to us for a meal, we try to walk you out 4 footsteps. A little bit more, walking up the steps, a little bit up the sidewalk. And I think the simple understanding of this is that you're finishing off with a good feeling. The guest leaves and he feels like you're not happy that he left, but you're walking with him, you walk him out. It's part of giving him that feeling that you were happy he was by you. It's as though you're prolonging the visit, those few footsteps. And sometimes that can shine a light on the whole visit. Very often you're not sure, is the host happy I'm here? Is he not happy? Am I a nuisance? Am I welcome? Everyone tries to put on a nice show. But when you go out of your way, so you show that the guy was welcome. How much is a person obligated to accompany his guest? When it's one's own student, he should walk him all the way out the city, up until 70 footsteps out the city. From the external house, if he's leaving the city. And if it's a person's friend, 2,000 footsteps. And if it's one's teacher who's leaving, so then he should accompany his teacher when he's leaving his home, 8,000 footsteps. And if it's the prime Rebbe who taught you what you know in life, 3,000. So then 24,000 footsteps. Ad kan leshon ha-Rambam. Till here is from the Rambam. Ulefela al-Olam shemekilim bazeh. Chafetz Chaim says, I don't get what's going on here. I don't see anyone doing this. This is how you're supposed to accompany a guest. I don't see anyone accompanying their guests like this. What's going on? V'chipastu matzati. So I looked around and I finally found it, that in the Codex, in Choshen Mishpat Siman Tachaz, in the commentary of the Sma, in the 11th commentary, Siftan Yudalef, Evi B'Shem Adarkei Moshe, he quotes, that today we don't do this. Mishum demochalin al kvodam, because everyone forgives it. You don't want the person to walk you that far. If you're the guest, you say, it's enough, I know my way. Right? But nonetheless, you should walk with your teacher or your friend, at least until the gate. Until they're leaving. At least walk in 4 footsteps. This is what the Sma writes.
What if the people is on like a car or a donkey or something?
Yeah, it's a good question.
You have to go on your own car or donkey? And
no, I think walking them to the car is enough. But sometimes the person really doesn't know his way out. We have that a lot. We live in a place where there's a lot of one-way streets. So very often I'll tell the people, I'll come with you in the car. I'll go with you till you leave the city, and right there at the exit from the city, I have a minute walk up to my house. I'll walk back up from there. But I'll get you through all the one-way streets. So there you help the person get his way back. Chafetz Chaim says, that's interesting. The Talmud seems to say the guest shouldn't forgo it. The guest shouldn't be mochel. He shouldn't say, I don't need it. The Talmud says, the Gemara says, be it the one who's giving the service or the one receiving the service is in error if he doesn't do it. So that seems to be that the guest shouldn't push the host off. He shouldn't say, I don't need it. No, you do need it. Let them show you out. We could say, the Gemara means when you say, don't bother getting up, and you walk to the door, that you shouldn't do. But maybe you don't have to say, no, walk me all the way out the city. That you shouldn't do. Maybe you could forgo the extensions, but the minimum, you shouldn't forgo. And in a support to this is what it says in the Gemara there. The Ravina Alveil Rav Bar Yitzchak, 400 Meir. It says, Ravina accompanied Rav Bar Yitzchak, 4 footsteps. So you have to say, why didn't he accompany him some more? Ravina was one of the top rabbis, one of the compilers of the Babylonian Talmud. Must be that he forewent it. Okay, so that's part one. Tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue with part two. The Chafetz Chaim has more to say about this.